It's a special President's Day edition of Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Opening today at Andrew Carnegie Free Library and Music Hall in Carnegie is a gallery devoted to photos of President Abraham Lincoln. Joining us now in studio for a preview is Maggie Forbes, Executive Director of the Andrew Carnegie Free Library and Music Hall. Maggie Forbes, welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
Well, thank you very much. It's good to be here.
So how did the library come to be in possession of these Lincoln photos?
Well, I think the real impetus is our rather extraordinary one-of-a-kind GAR post, the Captain Thomas Espy Post of the Grand Army of the Republic. This truly is a national treasure that the library meticulously restored and opened 5 years ago. And when we did that, it got such attention that somebody who was in possession of this rare collection said, "I have some photos of Lincoln. Would you like them?" I wasn't too sure that I would like them. And then Norm Shum, the man who developed the photographs, brought in 100 photographs that range from the earliest known 1847 daguerreotype right up to the only known photograph of Lincoln lying in state in his coffin, obviously taken in 1865. He had shown them for one day, unframed, to photography friends previously. And he said, "Would you like these to enhance your programming?" And it was on display for 3 months in 2010. And a year ago, I contacted Norm and I said, "You know, 2015 is the sesquicentennial, the 150th anniversary, not only of the end of the war, but of Lincoln's assassination. Can we borrow these again?" He said, "I think so." I contacted him this year to confirm that. And Norm, who's a wonderful guy, said, "You know, Maggie, I'm 80 years old. I really need to divest myself of some things. I need to sell these." I said, "Great." It wasn't really what I wanted to hear. But I said, "Norm, I don't want you to sell them to anybody else." And we contacted a couple of people and this very wonderful benefactor who actually gave us the funding to restore the Espy Post 5 years earlier said, "Maggie, of course we will make the Lincoln Gallery part of that experience." And the extraordinary thing about Bill Brown and his wonderful wife, Denise, is that Bill was born and raised in Birmingham, Alabama. A son of the Deep South has actually made possible this extraordinary Civil War site, a Union Armed Services post, and a Lincoln Gallery.
Some irony there.
Some irony. I guess the wounds have healed.
How many portraits of Lincoln can be found in the gallery?
100.
100?
Yes.
And were they all taken during his presidency?
Not at all. As I said, one was 1847.
Right, you mentioned that.
34 of them are pre-election, 1860 election. Lincoln was a very ambitious man. It sort of runs a little contrary to our perception of him as, you know, the log-splitting guy growing up in a cabin. But photography pretty much came of age during the Civil War. It was very much propelled forward during the Civil War, and Lincoln made full use of it. The first photograph that we have is a portrait of him and he's when he was a congressman from Springfield, Illinois, United States congressman in 1847. So there's quite a few from his early beardless years.
That's right. He did go without the beard. And then wasn't it a letter from a little girl?
A little girl thought he should grow some whiskers. Yes.
And the rest is history.
The rest is history. I like him better with a beard. But there is one photograph that he looks a lot like Heathcliff without the beard.
Is this going to be a permanent display?
This is a permanent exhibit. We have the space, and we think that the Lincoln Gallery in tandem with the Espy Post really will make the Carnegie a genuine Civil War destination. Quite frankly, the Espy Post is more important historically. It's one of a kind in the country, and there used to be 7,000 GAR posts. It's been documented as the most intact GAR post in the country by scholars. But Lincoln is such a compelling draw. I mean, at this part of the country anyway, we revere Lincoln. And the two of them together are just a wonderful combination.
And this year marks the 150th anniversary of the end of the Civil War and President Lincoln's assassination, as you mentioned. What other events do you have planned besides the opening of the gallery?
We are all Civil War all the time from now until April. Tonight at 7 o'clock, the gallery will be open to the public from 2 to 7, free of charge. But at 7 o'clock, we are doing a performance called Battle Hymns of the Republic. The Allegheny Brass Band is performing Civil War-inspired music, and the culminating piece is Aaron Copland's haunting A Lincoln Portrait. This is a beautiful piece in which Lincoln's oratory is incorporated right into the piece, and we're very lucky to have Congressman Tim Murphy is going to serve as our narrator. That performance does require tickets and will be followed by a reception in the Lincoln Gallery and some dessert.
And this is we've been discussing, an interesting year to be doing all of this because it's the 150th anniversary of the end of the Civil War, and it marks the 150th anniversary of President Lincoln's assassination. What is it about Abraham Lincoln that keeps us so fascinated in him?
Golly, do you have hours for me to talk? One of the things I know, in Allegheny County Library System alone, there are over 14,000 titles of books about Lincoln. And front page in the New York Times Book Review this week had three new books about Lincoln. He was an extraordinarily complex man. He's been one of my lifelong heroes. But I think the thing, without being a Lincoln scholar, that I would say is he is a man who evolved and grew with the times. He responded to the situation in which he was, and that took extraordinary strength of character. He was full of contradictions. As I said earlier, he was a very ambitious man, but over time that ambition became ambition for the survival of the country. That was what the country needed. I think I'm going to get kind of mushy because he is one of my, from childhood on, and the more you know about him, I think the greater his stature is. And I didn't continue my thought earlier. As I said, we're doing the Battle Hymns of the Republic, the concert, tonight. But that is followed with a symposium on March 7th, the Road to Appomattox, where we are focusing on both the end of the war and Lincoln's assassination. And this is a little bit more in depth. We're bringing in four scholars who are going to be talking about things. But it really, I don't want to intimidate people. It's just for people who have a genuine interest in the Civil War. Then in April, which is the Civil War month, the war began in April, ended in April, and Lincoln was assassinated in April. And I can even recite the dates, but I won't. But on April 11th, we are doing our annual Civil War Living History Day with speakers, exhibits, tours, music, special programming. But something that is brand new for the Library and Music Hall is we are doing a Broadway musical, The Civil War, which is a beautiful piece that really explores the searing drama of the defining chapter in our nation's history. It incorporates fictional characters with historic figures like Lincoln, Frederick Douglass, Walt Whitman, and their writings. And the music incorporates folk, rock, country, and gospel motifs. And that's going to be three nights, April 10, 11, and 12.
Sounds very exciting.
It is exciting. It is exciting.
The Lincoln Gallery opens today at the Andrew Carnegie Free Library and Music Hall in Carnegie. Our guest has been Executive Director Maggie Forbes. Maggie Forbes, thank you so much for joining us here on Essential Pittsburgh.
Thank you for having me.
Coming up, we'll talk about a president who didn't talk very much, Calvin Coolidge. It's a special President's Day edition of Essential Pittsburgh on 90.5 WESA.